dedicated to talking in America.
Como tale vu? How's everybody doing? I am Bruno, and I am back with another mini episode of Bruno Explains It All. And on today's episode, we got another what the fuck kind of news. Like, what the hell is the world coming to? So drum roll, please, because our next guest, you might as well call him the Energizer Dummy. So this was a story that NewYorkPost.com had reported. I think it was late February, early March. A 73-year-old Australian man was positively shocked to need urgent urethra surgery after jamming three button-style batteries into his penis. The unidentified man, yeah, he better stay unidentified, whose medical anomaly is now the source of a revolting medical study in March's urology case reports, had been fueling his own sexual gratifications by intentionally shoving batteries into the one-way tunnel. What the fuck? To the best of our understanding, this is the first reported case of urethra necrosis with button battery insertion, the authors wrote. The patient had reportedly inserted batteries several times before without them getting stuck inside. He also endured shockwave therapy on his member. He had suffered erectile dysfunction for 3 years. Oh, after the septuagenarian, that sounded like a fucking vet or something, waited 24 hours to seek medical attention. What the fuck is a septuagenarian? What? Let's look this word up. Looks up now, shows personalized. Oh, definition of septuagenarian. It's a person whose age is in the 70s. Really? Why couldn't you just say someone in their 70s? Jesus. He waited 24 hours to seek medical attention. Doctors moved quickly to remove the foreign objects as their corrosiveness can cause necrosis, the death of body tissue, in just 2 hours. They also feared the potentially rare but lethal infection of Fournier's gangrene. After several unsuccessful approaches, surgeons resorted to forceps, which finally got out the little buggers. All extracted batteries were coated with black tar-like material, the study gruesomely noted. Ew, what the fuck is in his dick? That wasn't the end of it, though. 10 days later, the man returned to the hospital complaining of swelling and icky discharge, prompting doctors to aggressively operate yet again. An incision was made to the penile skin, researchers noted, adding that a large amount of fluids leaked out. The doctors' fears that the man developed an extensive degree of necrosis were realized and part of his urethra had to be removed. Given the complexity of his injury, it was deemed that the formal penile urethra reconstruction would likely require a 3-stage repair. According to the researchers who described the complex 6-month procedure of mucous membrane grafts, after assessing the extremely damaged penis, ultimately doctors decided that the best option would be for no further penile reconstruction. Oh, Lord. I mean, at this point, why doesn't he just get a cute little vagina? Because that's it for your penis. Ain't no coming back from that. I want to read some comments, right? Gene3 commented, good thing that he's from the down under. If this happened in the USA, he would be suing the battery manufacturer for not warning us about this on a safety label. So true. Sweep the Leg wrote, I had my first threesome last night. There were 2 no-shows, but I still had a good time. What the? This has nothing to do with the story. Anyway, guys, I want to move on to some other crazy news, brothers and sisters. That was a super shout out to some local Australia stories that happened this past month. Super shout out to Australia and everybody that listens to us. Keep tuning in, share. Guys, we're almost at 1,000 streams, literally. At 1,000 streams, I haven't promoted. We're planning to promote finally, like formally, this summer. So that's pretty cool. I want to travel to the different boroughs and whatever other states want to invite me to their home. More than open to entertain those requests. But in our next story, we're going to go to the UK, where this poor man suffered a catastrophic injury. Well, injuries. You'll get the pun in a minute. A UK man miraculously survived after sustaining a broken neck, fractured spine, smashed ribs, blood in his lungs, and other car crash evoking injuries from weight for it, tripping over his cat. I can't remember much, just falling fast. It was quick and it was over within seconds. Then I was at the bottom. Victim Chris Rowley, 59, told the Mirror. The freak apocalypse meow accident reportedly occurred on the evening of October 23. Damn, and they were reporting about this in February. Wow, the professional musician was home alone with his hairless Egyptian Sphinx kitten, Eric Morecambe. Disaster struck after the wrinkly kitty, apparently feeling playful, dove out and latched onto one of its owner's legs while he was coming down the stairs. It took a bit of a chunk out of my leg, and then I lost my footing. So, he bit him, described Rowley, who reportedly tumbled down the 14 steps before arriving at the bottom, where he lay unable to move when his feline put the hell in Hello Kitty. Jesus, all these puns in these articles. The massively injured man didn't realize the extent of his injuries at the time. However, paramedics later revealed that he suffered fractured skull, a broken bone in the neck, two fractures in the spine, nine broken ribs, and each rib had multiple fractures. And then I had a bit of blood in the lungs, he said. Eric Morecambe, meanwhile, was completely unharmed. Yeah, that's how it usually works out. Unfortunately, Rowley's wife, Jackie, a children's care worker, was working nights and was therefore unable to come to his aid, the Mirror reported. As a result, the Brit had to lie unattended for a whopping 14 hours in a pool of his own blood. That's crazy. My phone was dead. I couldn't get up. I physically couldn't get up, Rowley described. It's the hardest sensation. It's almost like claustrophobia. You can't get out. You can't physically get anywhere or do anything. It wasn't until the next morning that the immobile vocalist's wife arrived and discovered her husband, spread-eagled, Jesus, at the bottom of the stairs. I normally get home at about 8:30, but that day I got held back and I didn't get back till about 10. And I opened the door and heard him screaming and saw the blood, she told the Mirror. He was saying, "Oh, you're home. Help, help." By this time, he dragged himself onto the landing. Jackie then dialed emergency services, who arrived within minutes, whereupon she quickly left the room as she couldn't stand her partner's screaming. We didn't know how bad the injuries were at this time. They had to really drug him up to move him, Raleigh's distraught paramour lamented. The unfortunate Jesus fellow added, "I can't explain the pain. I realized I cut my head as well. I didn't know how much I'd cut it until I saw the blood. And later on, they told me about the injuries I had." As if that wasn't agonizing enough, his oblivious pet started stamping on his chest, a move he reportedly been doing all night, said Rowley. Medics transported the injured cat owner to the trauma unit, where he remained for 2 weeks, per the Mirror. He's far from out of the woods. They say it will be 6 to 12 months until I'm back on my feet. I'm on a trial now because of the seizures. I won't be great for another 12 months, I have thought, lamented the music man, who currently can't breathe without oxygen. Wow, we have to go back to the hospital next week to see if they need to put a drain in to get rid of the blood that's left over. Then it's just a matter of a long recovery. The issues have been more than just physical. Rowley reportedly has lost a lot of income on account of being unable to tour due to his condition. A friend of the family has since created a GoFundMe page to help ease Rowley and Jackie's financial strain while he recovers. Despite his debilitating condition, Rowley doesn't harbor any ill will towards his kitty. "The cat's adorable and he's only young," he said. "I don't take any umbrage to that. It's just one of them things. It could have happened anyway." I feel so bad. And if you guys could afford to donate, you know, whatever it is, you should guys look up his GoFundMe. I'm sure you can find it under his name, which is Rowley. Which is Chris Rowley, right? Chris Rowley. So If you guys have the time, go look that up. Send him some love, right? We're all sending loves and prayers to this poor man who tripped over his cat. I don't know, his story reminds me of, I think I mentioned it so many times, like we mentioned it in the last episode with when my nephew was on. He gave me a massage, and the next day, my lung collapsed. This guy tripped over his cat, fell down a flight of stairs, and had this long laundry list of injuries. My dad had a heart attack, and he's on an oxygen tank. To this day, he still uses the oxygen tank. So, yeah, that reminded me, you know, just reading that he's living on a tank, it pulled strings. It reminded me of my old man. So definitely to the Rowley family, prayers and a lot of love coming from New York City. And of course, a lot of love to all of you guys who keep tuning in. Guys, keep sharing, keep replaying the episodes, because we are almost at 1,000 streams. Yes, that is my goal before my birthday. And everybody knows that my birthday is May 22nd. Yes, and that's the best gift you could give me, guys. So keep streaming, keep tuning in. If you guys are interested, you can follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Bruno Explains It, or you can also write in at brunoexplainsitall@gmail.com. Until the next episode, this is Bruno signing off. Bye.